It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Staples. They have everything you need always in stock and at low prices. Stop by your local Staples today so your small business can take advantage of the back-to-school deals at Staples, the back-to-school specialty store. Phoebe, how can we help you, madam?
I went out with this guy, Drew. We met online, and we grabbed a cup of coffee to make sure, you know, I guess neither of us were psychos. And coffee went really well, and everything was cool enough that he then invited me to the beach, which was awesome. Like, I went with him, and I actually got to meet his kids.
Okay.
And it went, like, super well. Like, it was really fun. We hung out at the beach all day, gorgeous day. All of a sudden, he's just completely not calling me back. I have no idea why. I felt like it was really a solid hang. I don't know. I can't figure out why he's not returning my calls.
Is there anything weird, like... Do you think the kids hate you? Be honest.
No, it definitely wasn't that. Like, I mean, we were, like, wrestling, playing in the water. Like, they're teenagers, and we kind of, like, have the same sense of humor. We were, like, cracking each other up, like, just, like, rolling around in the sand. It was, like, so fun.
All right. I mean, we'll call him up then, see if you can get another date.
Awesome.
All right, hang on. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke with Phoebe, and she hung out with this dude, Drew, a couple of times, including one time at the beach with his kids. And so, naturally, the question is, what'd you do? Do the kids hate you? You know, because that's like unfortunately, the thing is like, if you like the person and the kids don't like them, then you really can't keep the relationship going. But Phoebe, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, you stay quiet. We're going to call Drew right now, okay?
Hello?
Is this Drew?
Yeah, this is Drew.
Hey, Drew, we are calling you. There's four of us here. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And... It's not a weird thing. It's not a bad thing. It's actually a really good thing. It's somebody reached out to us, a female who likes you a lot and would love to go out on a date with you. She knows you're single. She has a crush on you. She wants to take you out on a nice date, and we are willing to pay for it if you say yes.
I mean, all right. You have my interest, I suppose.
Okay, so here's the deal. Like, you can pick where you're going to go for the date. You can pick the day, the time, all that stuff. It's all on you. We'll pay for it. Like I said, you just have to go with the girl who called us about you. Her name is Phoebe.
Oh. All right. I'm not interested in...
Coffee, Phoebe.
I'm interested in going on this date, man.
And why is that, sir? Just so, I mean, you know, if you're going to say no, we need to get back to her and explain it.
Listen, I mean, we went out a couple of times. She's just not, she's not right for me, man.
Okay, so she told us about meeting your kids and stuff. Is it, because of course, naturally, like, you know, I get it. Like, if your kids aren't feeling, you know, the person that you're potentially going to date, that, you know, you can't even, like, go through with it. Is that what it is?
Dude, I mean, honestly, man, my kids loved her. I have two teenage boys.
Yeah.
The problem here is that, you know, we meet at the beach. She shows up practically f***ing naked, man. I mean, just wearing the tiniest little thing on top that barely covers her nipples. She's got this thong riding up her ass. And she knew she was there. She knew she was there to meet my kids, man. And I just, it blew my mind what she was wearing, man. I mean, I'm trying to hold off on talking about certain stuff with my kids, man. But I mean, she literally, she gave me no choice. I mean, she turned my boys into men that day. I feel like
God.
It just wasn't right for her to wear that. It was just inappropriate. Are you kidding me?
That's the reason? Okay, like, are you serious?
Hold on a second. Drew, Phoebe's on the phone. She heard what you said.
I realized that.
Hey, so Phoebe, it's not that they don't like you. It's that maybe that they want to
like
date you
too
now.
Much.
I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. We had a good time. Like, I mean, I'm sorry. I want to look, like, hot at the beach. Like, I work hard for it. I should be able to, like, wear what I want to wear. I just got these double Ds, like, a few months ago. I'm, you know, kind of trying to show them off right now. I'm super proud of them. And I work out nonstop. Like, no one else had a problem. I got, like, a million likes on Instagram. I posted that bathing suit.
I'm sure. I appreciate it. I bet a couple of them are my boys, actually. Phoebe, listen, I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. I mean, like, I don't know how to put this to you. Like, imagine if you invite me over to your mother's house, and I show up, I'm wearing shorts, and my balls are hanging right out. Come on.
Yeah, same
thing.
That's
how it was. That's crazy.
That's how it was. I walk over, and I'm like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Here are my balls.
Come on. It was not like that. It really wasn't.
I mean, but you do notice, like, every time my boys got out of the water, they ran right over and had towels in their laps, right? I mean, they're covering these boners, you know? I mean, give me a break.
This, you know what? This sounds like a misunderstanding. You know, it's just now we know if you do the beach day thing again with the sons, dress a little more.
Yeah, you got to work your way up to the thong. And
a little more conservative, but, you know, why don't you guys go out on another date and talk about it over dinner and... You know,
just don't go to the beach and don't bring the kids.
Yeah. What do you say, Drew?
I don't know. I'm
down for that. It's a no, man.
It's a no. Phoebe, I'm sorry. Despite the fact that you got along with his kids, you got along with them way too well, apparently.